In our first reading, the visionary John saw an angel sealing the foreheads of God's servants. 144,000 from the tribes of Israel were sealed. A vision hearkening back to Ezekiel, where an angel marked the foreheads of those grieving over abominations, sparing them from death. This 144,000 represents the saved remnants of Israel. After the Assyrian conquest, the northern kingdom's people were exiled, becoming known as the Lost Tribes. However, the prophets unanimously foretold a restoration and reunification of the entire Israelite nation. John's vision confirms this divine promise. The number itself is symbolic. 12 multiplied by 12 multiplied by 1,000. John sees the 12 tribes restored under the 12 apostles. Following this, John sees an enormous, uncountable multitude from every nation, race, tribe, and language. This group represents the Gentiles, dressed in white robes and holding palms. The palms signify the restoration of the temple, with the multitude celebrating their acceptance into the everlasting temple. The white robes are also symbolic. Those wearing them have endured persecution and washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. This may allude to Daniel's end-time prophecy. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined. Those who are wise shall understand. Two elements are clear: purification and refinement. The psalmist corroborates this. Those who seek God's face have clean hands and a pure heart, and they receive the reward from the God who saves them. In the Gospel, Jesus' Beatitudes proclaim a blessing for the pure in heart, for their reward is that they shall see God. Both Israel and the Gentiles who enter the kingdom of heaven are those who have purified themselves. St. John in the second reading reminds us that we are already children of God through baptism. We are merely awaiting the future when we shall see God as He truly is. He concludes, "Everyone who entertains this hope must purify himself, must strive to be as pure as Christ." The saints we celebrate today have washed their garments white and purified themselves. They have received their reward. They provide examples for us to emulate. The challenge for us is to continually purify our garments, making an effort to live good and holy lives so that we can join the company of saints in heaven. This call to holiness is a universal invitation, echoed by Carmelite saints. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux felt this profoundly, viewing her mission as only beginning in death, envisioning she would continue to do good on earth from heaven. She teaches that everyone is called to sainthood. Initially hoping to emulate the great saints, Thérèse realized God summons each person uniquely. Her vocation became clear: to embody love within the church by performing small tasks in remarkable ways. This little way is her path to sainthood. By engaging in small yet extraordinary acts, we are invited to develop purity of heart, shedding selfish and egotistical tendencies. We should avoid holding on to grudges and pain, focusing instead on doing good for all. This captures the essence of being a saint: yearning to be kind to others while striving to love God and keeping Him at the core of our existence.